form, 5,000 naira. We've mapped out land. You pay, if you qualify, you pay 200,000 and 600 square meters is yours. Say, now, so that they do. Now, your money, they won't chop. They don't give their friends already. Don't mind them. And then some people that are not willing to be blessed will join you too. So all of you will not mind them. And to your surprise, all those who decided to mind them will get the land. You now say, I don't know what's wrong with this Enugu. Land is so expensive. Meanwhile, God, who you have been praying to all the while, was dashing it out free of charge. You refused to take. Why? Because there were imaginations in your heart that says that men, wicked men, are more powerful than your God. You see what I'm saying? But first, let's start with casting out the imaginations about ourselves, which does not allow us to see ourselves the way God sees us. What are you? You are whatever God made you in Christ Jesus. First of all, let's start by giving God thanks. Say, Father, I thank you because I am only what I am in Christ Jesus. I'm nothing else. I'm not from this state, you know. You are from river oil producing area, riverine, or non oil producing area. I'm not. That's not what I am. Say like you believe it. I am only what God made me to be in Christ Jesus. Say, Father, I thank you because I am only what you made me to be in Christ Jesus. I am not a naturally intelligent person. It makes no difference. I am not naturally dull. It makes no difference. What I am is what you have made me in Christ Jesus. Just give the Lord thanks for that. Say it loud. Say, I'm not tied to my background. I'm not tied to where I came from. No, I'm not tied to any of those things. I'm not tied to the fact that I'm a black man from Nigeria. I'm tied only to the fact that in Christ Jesus, I rose up from the dead with him. And I'm seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. I'm seated in the realms of success. I'm seated in the realms of God. I am seated where the grace of God flows. I am not what people think of naturally. Paul said, if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he said, henceforth we know no man according to the flesh. All we know is that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. He said, behold, all things have become new. All these new things are of God. That is, it's not from where he came from naturally. You know, as Christians, you must never brag. No people from my place, no, they take nonsense. That's around nonsense. Around nonsense. There's no we from anywhere. You are only what God made you in Christ Jesus. You are only what God made in Christ. So begin to declare. Say after me, say, I am only what God made me in Christ Jesus. Say like you believe it. I am what God made me to be in Christ Jesus.
I am what God made me to be in Christ Jesus.
Say in Christ Jesus,
in Christ Jesus,
I have been delivered from the past.
I have been delivered from the past.
It's important you say that like you believe it. Because people, Satan, you know, I told you have to fight Satan. It is not the kind of people saying that, first, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. He doesn't even know where he's going out from. You must be specific on matters like this. There are people that every day Satan brings accusations against them with something that's in their background. Either a situation where they were born into or something they did actively as an adult some time ago. Listen to me. In Christ Jesus, you have been redeemed. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
I said, in Christ Jesus, you have been redeemed.
Amen.
Now declare it. Say, Satan, hear this.
In Christ Jesus,
I have been redeemed.
In Christ Jesus,
my sins are forgiven.
In Christ Jesus,
I'm a new creature.
All things are passed away.
All things have become new.
In Christ Jesus,
all these things are of God.
In Christ Jesus,
my past has been wiped away. Say, Satan,
in the name of Jesus,
I refuse your accusations.
I refuse your accusations.
I refuse your accusations.
I am what God has made me to be.
Say, in Christ Jesus,
I am the righteousness of God. Say, in Christ Jesus, I am the righteousness of God. You say, because I have believed, I have passed out of death, and I have passed into life. Say, the blood of Jesus has paid for all my sins. The blood of Jesus has wiped away all my iniquities. I have new life in Him. I have new life in Him. I have new life in Him. I have new life in Christ Jesus. I said something on Saturday. He said there are people, there were things that were said to them when they were children. Their parents, because they were not informed, they spoke negatively to them all the time. You can never do well. You are so clumsy. You never do things properly. Anything that, if I give you a cup to hold, it will fall down and break. If I give you clothes to wear, it will tear before evening. Why are you like this? You are just a useless. And they heard it again and 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 again. It sank into their subconscious, and that is forming imaginations in their hearts. We will cast down that imagination today. Amen. I said, that imagination, we are casting it down.
Amen.
Do you know why? Because God said, all things are passed away. Behold, they have become new. He said, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Glory and failure, they don't go together. If you ever suffered any failure, it's because you are supposed to step out of it into glory. They called you a failure. I declare to you that you are a glorious person in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Therefore, speak to yourself. Say, soul, hear this. I am not a failure.
I am not clumsy.
I may have been like that in the past, but God says that's not what I am anymore. Listen, I want you to say this to yourself. It's the word of God. We are not just psyching ourselves up. We are speaking the word of God. He said, even though the body is subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit will give it life because of righteousness. I am not saying your father was stupid when he was saying what he was saying, or your mother did not have physical evidence. I am saying all things are passed away. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
I am saying all things are passed away. Say amen.
Amen.
I am saying all things are passed away.
Amen.
I said that all the new things in your life came from God. Therefore, all those confessions concerning you, they are wrong. All those negative words concerning you, they are wrong. Jesus paid to make them wrong.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus made them wrong.
Amen.
You know, God said something when he was speaking to the children of Israel. He said, even though Balaam came to curse you, I took the curses and turned them to a blessing. I turned them to a blessing. I turned them to a blessing. All those words of curses, because curses is not just "it no go better for you." That's not only what curses are. Look, when somebody looks at you and says you can't do well, now imagine if somebody said "it shall be well with you." Is that not a blessing? Somebody said you can't do well. Is that not a curse? But in Christ Jesus, they have been turned to a blessing.
Amen.
They have been turned to a blessing.
Amen.
Therefore, let's talk. All right. And repeat it the way God sees us. What we are doing is casting down imaginations that are against the way God sees us and want to see ourselves in the light of God's word. And in God's word, he says clearly, without equivocation, that all things are passed away. All things have become new. And all the new things came out of God. Therefore, speak to those voices in you. Say, I'm not a failure. Say to those voices, you're not telling me now. You are speaking to your heart. Says, soul, hear it. You are not a failure. Jesus did not make you a failure. God didn't make you a failure. Jeremiah said, I'm but a youth. So sometimes you say to yourself, but I don't know anything. God says, stop talking like that. I have given you the spirit of Daniel. I said to us before, the word Christ, the word Christ, the word Christ encompasses every good thing that God ever did for anybody on this earth. The spirit of Solomon is in that word Christ. The spirit of Daniel is in that word Christ. The spirit of Joseph is in that expression in Christ. So in Christ you have the spirit of Joseph. That divine spirit that gives you understanding, you have it in Christ. In Christ you have the spirit of Daniel that makes you able to decode difficult things. In Christ you have them. So say to your soul, I am not a failure. They said I'm clumsy. I am not clumsy anymore. In Christ Jesus, I have the wisdom of Joseph. In Christ Jesus, I have the diligence, all right, of a righteous man. In Christ Jesus, I have the intelligence of Joseph. In Christ Jesus, I am 10 times above everybody else. Everyone who is not in Christ, I am 10 times above them. Even though I failed in the past, I am not a failure, because failure is part of the old man. The new man in Christ Jesus is a success. Say to your soul, listen, soul, you are a success in Christ Jesus. You are not a failure. You are not a failure. You are a great man, a great woman going somewhere to happen. God created you as a blessing. Listen to this. There's something he says very clearly. Ephesians chapter 1, we read it. He said, you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And when he spoke to Abraham, he said, I blessed you so that you would be a blessing. You see, you know, there are words that you must never use or agree with. We masses. Leave that for Adam, Soshe, Moli, and his comrades. Are you getting my point? Yes. We masses. Which masses? Masses. When you see here the word masses, is oppressed people. People who don't have a say. People who that if they devalue the naira, all their savings will disappear. That's masses. There are things you should not agree with. When they say masses, say no, I'm not one of them. I am not one of them. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Why did I say that? Because sometimes our attitude to life is this begging attitude. You know, it pains me these days. Churches, Christians, we have glorified begging. We love to beg. Once we need money, what do we start doing? We start begging. And you know where we learned it from? Pastors. We mount the pulpit and beg and beg. And I say, our God is able. Then we start begging. I said, there's a contradiction here. You tell the people you are begging. Just trust God. They say, you that's begging, why don't you trust God? Are you getting my point? Yes. You that's begging, why don't you trust God? We are not into a habit. We are supposed to be the head and not the tail. But what we are is that we have this confession, we are the head and not the tail, but we have the taily attitude. Let me say, some of these are not popular. You jump from one job to the other looking for better pay, you are a tail. Forget all this. You, that's tail. Now, so tail they behave. Circumstance will be wagging you to and fro, you know. You don't see dog, we're happy to see owner before. The tail, they jump like this. Even when cow is feeding, see the tail. Finger him. You can't shoot a cow's tail. It's difficult. It's always moving. That's how tails are. Every little increase. Hey, they are paying more there. You don't go there. They are paying more here. Don't go there. Or begging for blessing. That's what am I saying? It's a poverty mentality. I told you, when you want to look for work in life, two things you look for. One, where you can learn. Two, where you can bless somebody. Are you getting my point? Where you can learn and where you can bless somebody. And all other things shall be added unto you. Where you can learn and where you can do what? Bless somebody. What am I saying? Let's drop that attitude of, you know, begging. You're happy. If you see 20 naira for road, hey, praise God. 20 naira. Eh? You two, throw away 20 naira one day. Let somebody say praise God when they find it. Are you getting what I'm not explaining? It's an attitude. You understand my point? It's a mindset. It's a mindset of poverty. That's what I'm saying. And we will cast down that imagination. Are you getting my point? What is the right imagination? I am the head and not the tail. Listen, it does not mean physically you have money. Listen, if you see a rich man, maybe your uncle is very rich. Or this one, uncle, good morning. I just want to see how you are doing. You know, you are stylishly begging. You know now. Once you catch yourself, refuse to delete his number for a while. Yes. Delete his number for a while. Stop begging. Have an attitude. I tell people all the time that there's no matter how rich that your uncle is, if you buy him pineapples, he will enjoy it. If you are going to his house, take something. And not as if you are coming to, you know, there's this take something as if, yes, I want to let him think I'm a nice guy. No, he's your senior. You know, his son honors his father. You should honor your father. You get my point? Yes. I tell my wife, there's something, the one principle, like, look, I don't go home and not bless my mother. And when my dad was alive, the same thing is not possible. Okay. Maybe they were not very rich people. But my in-laws are rich people. Yet, I don't go home without blessing. It's not possible. I don't want anything from you. I must give to you. A son honors his father. That's my own. I don't care whether you have money or you don't have money. It's your personal problem. A son does what? Honors his father. It's an attitude. It's an attitude. My friend who's a pastor was describing last time we were in Benin. He said that those days when he didn't have as much money as he had, when he'll be coming home, he's a pastor in the north. I said, how can I enter the house? And he'll check the money he has, it's small. So we enter the market. Buy provisions, you know? If you had 500 naira, it's small. But when it comes to one fat bottle of Milo, tin of Milo, things don't change. That's how I went. So we convert the little money he has to provision and haul the thing in. And everybody's excited that it's coming. It's a mental attitude. It's bringing into a home where they have more than he does. It's what? A mental attitude. It's what? A mental attitude. Because you are not a beggar, you are a giver. Listen, if you respond to life like that, is you enter life with that attitude. A time will come. You know, a friend of mine said something the other day. He said, I don't buy perfumes. I said, why? He said, because people are always dashing it to me. Now, listen to this. He said, sometimes he has maybe like 5 wristwatches there. He didn't buy anyone. My sister gave me this. A patient gave me this. One man gave me this. He now said, why didn't they give these things to me when I needed them? He said, those days, I needed these things. Nobody gave them to me. Now I don't need them. People are giving them to me. Now that I can buy them, people are buying things for me. They buy me phone. They buy me. He said, I don't need those things. Now, you know what I told that story? That's what life be. To him that has. So if you have an attitude of him that has, it has the same effect. That's where I'm going. You enter life with that attitude. They will be begging you with jobs. You won't kill. They will be begging you with jobs. Therefore, speak to you. Because it's not just about, in the name of Jesus Christ. No, this last emergency, foolish virgin prayer. You get my point? That's not what I'm talking about. You either have that attitude or you don't have it. And the way by which you have that attitude is use the word of God to cast down the imaginations that life, you know, taught you over the years. There's a joke I joke with one of my friends. I mean, especially, she never has credit on her phone. I said, why? He said, my credit don't finish. I said, why is your credit always finishing? He said, I never pay more than 400 naira. I said, this is your poverty. The poverty of your childhood has not left your mind. I'll be yapping. I said, go and buy better credit for the amount of money you earn. You see a bank card, 200 naira, 100 naira. They made those cards for some people, not people like you. So I told her, I said, you know your problem? I said, the poverty of childhood. It's still holding your brain together. You have to cast it down. And you can cast that thing down whether you have money or not. It's what? An attitude. Let me tell you the word you use to cast it down again. You have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. God is able to make all grace abound towards you that you having all sufficiency in all things, we are bound to every good work. He said, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. He said, you will be the head and not the tail. You will lend to many and not borrow. What words do you need more than that? Speak to your soul. Say, I am a blessing. Use those words. Say, I am a blessing. Say, God causes all grace to abound towards me. Say, God causes all grace to abound towards me. I have all sufficiency in all things. And I am bound to every good work. I am indeed the head and not the tail. I am the head and not the tail. I have been blessed and I am a blessing. I will lend to many and I will not. Now use those words and speak to yourself. Speak to yourself. Say, no, I'm not a beggar. Enter into life with that kind of confidence. And life will respond to you with every good thing. That's why I told the story of my friend. When you are a beggar, they don't give to you. When you are not begging, they will give you. That is where life is. When you are a beggar, life doesn't give to you. But when you are a giver in your heart, it's not just about saying, okay, I sow a seed so I can get something back. No, it's just an attitude. I thought that's how Christians give. Christians don't do this kalo kalo giving. They give out of understanding. That my book, I said I was writing. How to pay? So who will pay for this? That's what I'm teaching inside there. Now you will look and say, somebody has to pay for this. And you contribute your portion. You will look and say, this person needs something. And you contribute your portion. Why? Because you're already a blessed person. Speak to your soul. Say, soul, you are not a beggar. Listen, you are blessed. We are speaking. Say, you know, David says, soul, I speak to my soul. David will say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. My soul. David will always address his soul. I want you to address your soul also. Speak to your soul. He said, don't be downcast. Don't be afraid. Because the word of God, every word of God must be fulfilled. They were sent for fulfillment purposes. They were sent for the purposes of fulfillment. Therefore, say to your soul, this is the word that will be fulfilled in your life. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. He said, I desire above all else that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. That was an elder praying for the church, reflecting the mind of God. The Bible says that God delights in the prosperity of his servants. He delights in the prosperity of his servant. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be in the house. You will be blessed when you go out. You will be blessed when you come in. You will be blessed in the matters of the field. You will be blessed in the matters of your body. You will be blessed in everything you put your hands to do. That is what it means to be in Christ. Speak to your soul. Say, these are the words that God has spoken. This is the word of God concerning you. Take these words, eat it, and rest. Because they will not return to God void. In your life, they must. You are speaking to your soul. Say, in your life, they must accomplish. In your life, this word will produce. You will be the head and not the tail. You will not only take jobs, you will give out jobs. God will make all grace abound towards you. You are speaking to your soul. God's ideas will come onto the earth through you. You will create companies that multitudes will work in. You are speaking to your soul and you don't even have a job yet. Or you have a small job. But you are declaring that you are going, soul, you will affect multitudes. You will affect this generation. You are not a covetous person. You are not doing this for self-glory. You are doing it to pour a blessing upon people that don't have faith. The Bible says not all men have faith. But because you are in contact with God's soul, you have faith and you are bringing down good from above. Say to your soul, everywhere you go, you are a blessing. Everywhere you walk, you are blessing somebody. Say, your testimony will be like that of Jacob. Laban said, I have divined that God blessed me because of your presence. That the presence of Laban, of Jacob in the house of Laban, was reflected in the prosperity in that company. In that company, the Laban company. That you also, everywhere you go, you will cause people to prosper. If you're a lecturer, you will cause your colleagues and your students to prosper. If you are working for your boss must earn much more than he's paying you. That's when you will have joy. Don't talk like an unbeliever. They say, after how much are they paying me? They are not supposed to pay you as much as you are making for them. That's the principle. And you must take joy in it. That your boss knows you are valuable. You must make them. You are speaking to your soul. You are not preaching to me. I'm not preaching to you. You are speaking to your soul. Say, soul, listen. You are a Jacob in the house of Laban. And the time will come that God will open the door. You will go back home and you will make yourself rich and leave an inheritance for your children and for your children's children and for the children after that. That is your portion because the blessing of Abraham is upon you. Because the blessing of Abraham is upon you. Soul, you are not a beggar. This is how God sees you. God sees you as a man of prosperity, as a woman of excellence, as a woman that blesses people, that in all that you do, you prosper. Speak to your soul. What we are doing is that we are casting down every imagination that is against the word of God. The imagination that says that you are a poverty case, we cast it down. No, you are a case of blessing. You are a case of abundance. The imagination that says that you can never do well, we are casting it down. No, there's a blessing in your hands. What is a blessing? It's an empowerment to succeed. It's a be fruitful. And multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion. Say, dominion is my portion. Say to your soul, say, soul, dominion is your portion. This is the word of God concerning you. Be fruitful. Multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion. Be fruitful. Speak to your soul. Say, be fruitful. Multiply. Fill the earth and have dominion. Rule over the fish of the sea. over the birds of the air. Rule over ideas in technology. Rule over ideas in business. Rule over ideas in homes, management of homes, personal financial management. Rule over money. Rule over ministry. That is, you execute your ministry that God has given you. Rule over blessing other people. Say, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. That is the word of God concerning me. That is the word of God concerning you. Therefore, you are not a beggar. Let this word sink into you, and life will respond to you. Remember what we said before? The word of God is like electric current. He said, the words that I speak, they are spirits. They contain a spiritual substance that imparts life. And they charge your being. And as you go out, they begin to attract the plan of God into your life. It's not consciously trying to do the will of God. No. But by soaking in the word of God, there's a charge created inside you, and you begin to attract things. Now speak to those things. Say, blessings come to me in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak to them. Say, you are coming to me because I've been blessed, so I will be a blessing. Life responds to me positively. Every failure is a lesson. Hey, it doesn't mean Christians don't fail or they don't have problems. But every failure is just a lesson for the believer. That's why the righteous man falls 7 times and the Lord continues to raise him up. So your problems, your challenges, your failures, they are the stepping stone into abundance. They are the stepping stone into victory. That is how you learn how life operates. They asked Thomas Edison, you tested this thing this number of times and did not work. He said, we only tested it so as to know the ways by which it will not work. Now we have found out the way by which it works. That's how Christians feel. But they are not failures. They are blessed people. Therefore, speak to your soul. Say, soul, take rest. You are not a beggar. Every imagination that says that you're a second-class citizen is cast down in the name of Jesus Christ. Now say amen to that.
Amen.
I said every imagination that says that you are inferior to somebody else is cast down in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every word. Maybe your parents spoke them long ago. You know, I've heard people say to their cousins, their brothers, their children, you know where we are from. You know how things are with us. And what they are saying, that you know we are problem people. You know we are sick people. We know, you know, we are poor people. No. That imagination out of your life now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
These words that we have spoken, they are the words of God. In agreement, as a church, the people of God, we say it will settle in the heart of everybody present here this evening in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every word of Satan is repelled. Every world trying to elevate itself against this knowledge of God, we cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus has erased every handwriting that was written against us.
Amen.
Those things that said that we are failures, we are inferior, we will die young, we are sickly, they have been erased in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The words of victory has been written.
Amen.
They have been declared.
Amen.
We see them and we believe them.
Amen.
I said, we see them and we believe them.
Amen.
They are attracting towards us good in life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's begin to give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, you are so good. Just give him thanks. Just give him thanks. Give him thanks because he's so good. Give him thanks because he's so good. That's what we are doing. We are stepping into righteousness. What is righteousness? He said, let the unrighteous forsake his thoughts. We are forsaking our own thoughts. Let's just add this to it as we are living. I want you to understand something. I say this all the time. People are blessed. Places are blessed because of people. And not people because of places. If you stay in Enugu, you will be blessed. Say amen. If you move to Abakaliki, you will be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
If you go to Abuja, you will be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
If you move to Kaduna, you will be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
If you move to Lagos, you will be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
If you move to Port Harcourt, you will be blessed.
Amen.
If you have found a Makurdi, you will be blessed.
Amen.
If you move to Cote d'Ivoire, you will be blessed.
Amen.
If you move to South Africa, you will be blessed.
Amen.
If you go to this present-day Egypt, you will be blessed.
Amen.
If you are to be found in Australia, you will be blessed.
Amen.
If you are found in the United States of America, you will be blessed.
Amen.
If you are found anywhere on the surface of this earth, you will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Therefore, speak to your environment. Just in your own words, say, I am blessed. You will release blessings for me. I don't care where I am. That Abraham chose the inferior grounds, but the blessing in him made them fruitful. And Isaac sowed in the land. Everybody ran away from that land because of famine. But Isaac sowed in that land. People ran away because it was dry. But Isaac sowed in that land. People ran away because the ground was hard to break. But Isaac sowed in that land. People ran away because the land was not fruitful. Isaac sowed in that land. And in the same year, he reaped 100-fold. And the man became rich and became richer and he worked stronger and moved forward. Why? Because the blessing of Abraham was inside him. And a greater than Abraham has blessed you. His name is Jesus Christ. Therefore, wherever you sow, you will reap. Wherever you put forth your hand to do business, you will succeed. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Anywhere God locates you is blessed ground.
Amen.
Say amen now.
Amen.
If you start your business downstairs here, it will be blessed.
Amen.
If you move to Abakwa, if God moves you by his spirit to Abakwa, it's because you are going there to release a blessing.
Amen.
Therefore, you will do well there.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to employ people. You need them. You will work so strong, you will employ more.
Amen.
Your name will be called blessed.
Amen.
Many people will feed from your table.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Even if Nigeria was not planning to be good, his plan has changed because of you.
Amen.
Because of you.
Amen.
He said you are the salt of the earth. That's what it means. That is, if you and I move today to Cote d'Ivoire, they will stop fighting. If God says, okay, let me stop punishing Libya, he will relocate you and me to the place. And NATO will stop bombing. Gaddafi, his opponent, all of them will arrange something and peace must come. Everywhere you go, peace is your portion.
Amen.
Jesus said, peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Peace is tangible. You must understand that. That's why he said you can carry your peace away with you when you are going. If you get to a house, you say, peace be upon this home. You know, I tell you all the time, bless your home. When you get home, tell them, peace be upon this home. All the troubles in the house will come to an end.
Amen.
Therefore, your environment will release the peace of God to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you step as a man, a woman of peace, out into this world, it will have no choice but to respond to you with the peace in reality in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is your portion.
Amen.
And that will be your testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's just give the Lord thanks for today. Say, Father, we thank you. Your word has come to us again. Say, Lord, this word will not return void. It will produce in my life. It will produce in my life. It will produce in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cheer up, brethren.